Madam and Rabbi, say lessons from the late Parshas Ki Tisa, or Ki Sisa. A beautiful parsha for us to get a very important, I hope, lesson. This week's lesson, I wanted to do America's Got Talent, but I didn't want to insult the British and the Canadians. So Jews got talent, right? How do I use it? Something along those lines. I want to dedicate the shiur, L'Refuah Shleima, to Moshe Menachem ben Devorah, going through a difficult time, difficult surgery. He was someone who used to attend my shiurim back in Bergenfield. I want to dedicate also the shiur L'Zecha Nishmas, David Grossman, my friend Seth Grossman's father, someone that I grew up with. Mr. Grossman was known as an unbelievable Baal Chesed, a Baal Simcha, somebody who always made everybody happy. Everybody around him was always happy. He made other people happy. He should be a Melech Tzion for all of Klal Yisrael. The family should receive a tremendous amount of nechama, knowing the amazing work that he did. This topic would be perfect for him as we speak about great talents. When you have a talent, you should use it. Before we get to that, I want to say over, a lot of times, I can't move too quickly into the parasha because once I start reviewing what I want to do, So I start reading the first few psukim. There's something there right away. So we know that the parasha tells us it's very difficult because, this is the parasha of Chet HaEgel on one hand. On the other hand, we learn that the Mishkan maybe is a machaper for Chet HaEgel. There's some very difficult stuff. Eidav HaShem HaShem Moshe Lemar Ki Sisa Ez Rosh V'nei Yisrael V'fukud HaSam V'nasnu Ish Kofar V'natnu We give Ish Kofar Nafsho LaHashem Kodosam V'lo Yiyah Bahem Negef L'Kodotam. So the question is a very simple question. I just want to point out on this line, v'natnu ish kofer nafsho. V'natnu, some say the lashon shouldn't be v'natnu, let each person give. What does that mean, you should give? So Rav Soloveitchik, in the wonderful Sefer on the Parsha, is quoted as saying, so first of all, before we get to Rav Soloveitchik, we know that Mefurish, we're talking here about giving the machzor shekel, right? As the Pasuk says, zeh yitnu kol oved, Machzor Shekel, we just did the Zecher Machzor Shekel in the yeshiva just a few days ago, right before Purim. Rashi says, Haroyelo kimin matbeya shel esh. He showed him this special coin that was came from fire. It similar reminds us of the menorah. So the question is that why did he have to know this? The Midrash Tanchuma already says that Moshe Rabbeinu was, if you will, confused, said, what's going on over here? You have to give nafsho, really? Is it like other things? You have to give your nefesh, you have to give over? Hey, I remember Kedus Yitzchak, what is talking over here? And if you say, Ein muta mucher la Torah, so the Chet HaEgel happened already, and Moshe says, oh my God, that's the punishment of Klal Yisrael? So Rav Soloveitchik says, God required that each person redeem himself, to even buy himself back from the Ribbono Shelom. We are on loan. Our bodies are on loan. Certainly, we have a guf and we have a nefesh. The nefesh is the good part of us. The guf should be the good part of us as well. It should overtake us so that the guf serves the Ribbono Sholem. But we're on loan. We're hektesh and we have to bring back. We have to do good things. So says Rav Soloveitchik, we're on exchange. We're on hektesh and we have to consecrate ourselves for good things. One's body, one's clothes, one's children, the entire universe requires redemption to allow us to make use of them. Yet, what can man possibly offer in trade to effect this redemption? The entire world belongs to Hashem. What does He want of us? What can we do? So he quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Ach lo pada, ufda ish lo yitang, elokim kofro. Says David HaMelech, a man cannot redeem himself. He cannot give unto Hashem his redemption payment. Well, how can I pay it back, Hashem? How can I pay back Hashem what He's given me? Yet, we know we have concepts like this. We have kaparis on Erev Yom Kippur. Ki'ilu, I'm giving this chicken away. If you don't like the chicken, the money. I only did it once. It did not go well. And that's a redemption, right? He quotes Eov about redemption. So says Rav Soloveitchik in such a beautiful way, There are three types of redemption that we're talking here, what we have to give to Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam is infinite, Ein Sof. But we have the Alachta Bedracha, Rav Soloveitchik's famous line in Tatmadeya. We have to imitate the ways of Hashem. One way, he says, is Simsum. Simsum is that we have to be literally smaller. Man harbors illusions of greatness, thinking his abilities are limitless, that he can attain, right? Infinity. The first redemption has to be through Simsum, contraction. Simsum is that we adhere to something that we might not understand, i.e. halacha. Simsum is I'm going to put myself in a box and I'm going to do what it tells me to do. Even if it doesn't make sense, we've pointed out many times, the world tells us, don't do what doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, you don't do it. Just do things that are fun, that are good. And sometimes this is a huge problem because we're confronted with this opposite world that tells us the opposite. Do what feels good. You go off to college and everybody's like, what are you doing that for? It doesn't feel good. If Minyan doesn't feel good, don't go. You go to a college campus, a secular college campus, which, 6,000 Jews and 30 show up for Shacharis in the morning, you start to feel like I'm doing the wrong thing here. It doesn't even feel good to me. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Simsum means I'm observing the precepts of halacha, even though it's difficult because it puts me in a box. Nobody's going to do anything to you, right? He writes, there's no policing over here. There's no executive branch, no jails, no punishment for that not going to Minyan. Right? But ultimately, it puts you in a box. It tells you you're not so great. I don't understand tzitzis. It's very hot outside. I don't know why I have to wear it. I don't understand this. Okay. Ultimately, excuse me for going off the path for just one moment, Shomer Negiah might not make sense to you either. But you say to yourself, it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not hypocritical. Simsum, I don't get everything. I know I'm not so smart. I know I haven't read every single halachic work on this inyan. I'm going to do it, and maybe I'll become one day mature and adult, and I'll understand the importance of it. I'll understand what it is to be Shomer Negiah in the workforce, and how important that is, and how Yichud was one of the most amazing inventions of Chazal. That's number one. Number two, it's called Hester. The next attribute of Hashem that we have to imitate, the redemption of the coin to redeem ourselves, because there was, right, what did we give? What did we give on Thursday? Three half coins. So the second coin is known as Hester, Ne'elam, obscurity. The master of the universe, the Ribono Shel Olam, not only contracts himself, because the Ribono Shel Olam, what is he doing here? What does he need to be here for? He's in this room. I hope maybe you thought one time, come on, does Hashem really care? He really made the weather such that it's raining on my wedding day? Like, he really thought about me? Yeah. Should I really daven to Hashem for this? Is he really? Yes. He contracts himself to your world, to your own personal world, because he cares so much about you. But then there's also Hester. He obscures himself as well. The Ribono Shel Olam, Kiviyachol, doesn't seek any recognition. No honor. This is who we are. We live in a world of honor. Anywhere you move, especially in the world of, excuse me for saying, but in the world of Torah and shuls, there's always signs all over the place. Signs, signs, signs. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so gave this. This space mattress, and that babe, this place, that place, right? That's how you know who you should date, right? You see the, I saw your last name on the bowl. He's got them, right? But what is that? So okay, there's halachic works on this. It's not a halachic shir of why that's mutter and why it's even encouraged to do, to get others to give. Because that's the world that we live in today. But we have to be obscure. Nobody should know about the chesed. Nobody should know about the great things that we do. Who are the greatest? The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, says Rav Soloveitchik. Can you name more than the famous ones? Can you name more than five? Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Zerubbabel, Shimon HaTzal. Who else was there? We don't know. They were the great gedolim that nobody talks about. It's amazing. We talk sometimes, Nebuch, you know, they say, Rav so-and-so, oh, he was the Rebbe of. Nobody knows who Rav Menachem Zembel was. So, oh, he's the Rebbe of. Rav Nosson Al, oh, he was the Rebbe of the Chassam. So, oh, then we know who he is. It's crazy. He went to Poland to all these kvarim. He's like, I don't know, who was that? He was the Rebbe of the great, oh, that person I know, but I don't know. Simson. And finally, the third redemption is called Elaine. The final redemption of the world, voicelessness, mute, passive acceptance. Although God occasionally reveals himself in a dramatic fashion, with koilus of brachim sometimes, but most of the time in this world he's mute, he's passive. We don't feel it. There's silence. Slow to anger. A Jew very much is supposed to bless the Ribbono Shel Olam. One of the things that we hopefully should get out of a Yurt Israel, and something I try myself to do, but certainly practice with the kids. Oh, do you make a bracha? 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 When we say a bracha to satisfy our hunger, we're supposed to sense that God has done something to us. We've said this many times. The person who says the Sher Yatzar after the many days of, you know, Nebuch drinking the water of Eretz Yisrael, and he's not used to it. And he finally feels, oh, I feel better. That's a Sher Yatzar. He goes to the hospital, Nebuch, he sees people who have, he says a Sher Yatzar. After the fast day, oh, then he makes a good bracha on something. And the opposite is true as well. How do we make a bracha, Rabbonu Shalom, Rachmanu Litzlan, Lo Aleinu, to make a bracha, Baruch Dayan Emes, when we hear bad news? Do we really believe it? Voicelessness. These are different emotions a person should feel. And that's on one hand. We have to be a humble nature of who we are. We have to just accept what Hashem gives us. But I think there's another aspect here. And that's the aspect that where the Baal HaTurim says. He says, it's a very funny line of it, but that's the Kedarko Derech Baal HaTurim. If you read it, you might almost miss it. And he says, don't you know that when the Pasuk tells us, Dafka using the Lashon, Vinatnu, that's a word, Vav, Nun, Tet, Nun, Vav, backwards and forwards is the same word. What does that mean? So he continues and he says, because whatever you give, you will get back. You give money to Staka, Hashem will return it to you. Don't ever question that. You give money for good things, for mitzvahs, you get them back. But here he talks about Staka Dafka. So one thing we get tested, Rabbanu Shalom, what does that mean? We are very tight with our money. We get made fun of this all the time as a nation. Jews are cheap. But there might be some truth to it, especially when it applies to stakas. There's a chiyuv that we have to give 10% of our earnings to staka. Whether it's deraisa, derabanan, or minhag, not important for now. It's a chiyuv we've accepted upon ourselves. It's not a pitch for you guys to go to the dinner, to Leva Torah dinner next week. But, or for the people listening, you can go to levatorah.org. No. So, but what it is, Rabbi Isai, is a very important lesson in Vinatnu. We have to give back. That initial question we asked, why did Rav Moshe Rabbeinu have such a difficult time understanding? Because he said, really? Nafshoi? You have to really give? You have to give, but you have to give back. But there are different ways to give back, right? There's giving back through actual money in Mirtz Hashem. You should be zoicha that you can give and give. And that's a line that Rav Pam has said. Rav Pam said, Nebuch, in the generation of the Holocaust not so long ago, they had to give away, as we say in Shema, b'chol nafshecha. But what's after that? B'chol me'odecha, with all your money. That's our generation. Do we really give over with our money? People, Baruch Hashem, are wealthier than they've ever been. Our Mobileye friends, you know, $15 billion. Just think about that. What are they giving back? But I think it's much more than that. I think the miser that has to be given, and this is quoted in the name of Shimon Shkup. I saw this in the little safer that I saw somebody had in the basement, called the Short Vort, where he writes, Rav Shimon Shkup says, you have to give miser of your talents. So again, this is the difficult state that every Jew finds himself in. On one hand, we learned Rav Salvechik, you should have Simsum, Hester, and Eloy. You should realize who you are and what you are and recognize, don't get such honor for it. But on the other hand, you have to use your talents to the best of your ability for good. America's got talent. Hey, Jew, you got talent. Your talents are different than any other person. I'll tell you a very interesting story. It's very close to my heart. Everybody has different talents. There's a person who has a talent that he's an unbelievable Baal Masbir. He's able to understand and explain. Amazing. He can sit with a Talmud and he can answer any question. You have this one. And you're very lucky because you're in an amazing yeshiva in Leva Torah. So we have Rabbeim. They all have different talents. There's one Rebbe here, his talent is to be funny. He's funny. Torah. He's funny. And in a time with the chiyuv, there's a Gemara that tells me, Shenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, he wants to bring Simcha to Klal Yisrael. So they have an event on Motzei Shabbos. Have fun. People in a good mood. And he's on a panel with other Rabbeim. And he thinks to himself, Shenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. What's going on here? Everybody's sad. He's going to bring joy, and everybody's laughing, and everybody's having a good time. That's using your talent. Maybe not for good, but some of the lines were for good. Some of the lines were for good. But people were happy. People felt good about themselves. It's a talent. Some people can't do that. I mean, Zeichet. More of the times that I've been told, you shouldn't have said that. But I think more of the times, people have said to me, thank you very much. That's exactly what I needed. Somebody's sick in a hospital. Someone says, I just need you to make some jokes. I actually once got a call. I promise you this is true. I once got a call from a person who was going in for a difficult surgery. And they called me before the surgery, like 6 o'clock in the morning in America. And I say, I need a few jokes. I'm so nervous. Just, it was really hard for me. I had to perform on, I was like, man walks into a bar. I don't know what to say. It's a rabbi. But that is a very important nekuda of your talents. Everybody sitting here and everybody listening has a talent. Right? Sometimes it's the talent of, I don't care. Right? We talked about Hester, Simpson. Right, and he's the type of person, he really doesn't care. It's such a great raising me though. Right, I'll drive my car anywhere. Somebody needs a ride somewhere. I don't care. I don't care. He's that guy. Once you pick the guy up from the airport at 2 o'clock in the morning, he'll help somebody out. Oh, that's great. So you're that guy. Right? Somebody has a chassid. This one could do that. Someone's sitting shiva. This one's good at that. This one's good. You have talents. This is why the Rabbeinu Shalom put you on this earth. This is the half shekel. Everybody's worth the same. In the sense of you all can do something different in your talents. You're on the college campus, right? And the rabbi gets up from the JLIC, from Chabad, from the Hillel, and he says, we're going to make a great Shabbat. Let's do it, let's go. And this one, and the people who are there, not yet from, they're like, are you crazy? I'm not going to go to this crazy event. I'm not going. But you have the talent because you're a cool guy. You can go up to them and you can say, hey, it's going to be fun. They have a Friday night meal. So I'll go because you said. The rabbi's like, what do you mean? I said. How come? Because you're a loser, rabbi. I'm cool. That's why. And all of a sudden, you're Makai people because your talents. This one's funny. This one's good at this. This one's good at math. And he can use his math talents to go to the director of finance and say, those numbers aren't really right. Or you can go. They're talents. So again, we're coupled with two almost opposite approaches that I think are the same in the action of a Jew. We have to redeem ourselves. Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a guf and neshama different. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave us something, an amazing, amazing, it's amazing. There isn't two panim that are the same. Ein partzufeim, they are not the same. You each have a unique talent. The shiftei ka have different shvatim, you have different gates to go through, you have this, that. And in your growth in this year, this one's good at tefillah, this one's good at gemara, this one's good at halacha, this one's good at musar. Find your talent and realize, what am I going to do with this talent? Often a lot of people this year change their path in life. This one thought he was going to be a lawyer because he was so good at arguing. He says, you know what? I'm good at arguing. Maybe this is good for me because it'll be better because now I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. Well, this will be better for me because I could teach with this. Maybe I shouldn't go into this profession because only people in this profession aren't so honest. Realize your talents, and that's what the pasuk means. Backwards and forwards, v'natnu, to give. You need to give back. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave you something, says Rosh Soloveitchik. Give it back. How are you going to do that? Not don't do it for your honor. Oh, I'm funny. I want everybody to know that I'm funny. I want the sign on the wall that says Hartstein's funny. Ha! Now everybody thinks that way. What is that going to get you in life? I don't know better than anybody else. Follow the precepts of halacha. Sometimes you have to be passive and quiet and just do it without anybody knowing. Find your talents so we can each bring our own machzor shekel, and we should mitzvah Hashem. We should do that. As we did it l'zecher, it should be halacha l'maisa, so that we could all be zeicher on this wonderful holiday. Haba'alein l'toivre, v'chag Pesach, bring the Korban Pesach, and b'yas Mashiach, z'keinu, b'meheir v'yamin.